眠れない夜に聞いた物語が絵空ごとだとしたら、
Hey guys, it's Tiffany, and this is my third podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about Sankareya Undying Love. In this anime, it's about a boy named Chihiro and his cat Babu, and a very unlikely guest that he would not see in the future. In the show, Babu gets hit by a car and dies. Well, as we all know, Chihiro would be very upset. So he tries to find a way to bring Babu back to life at an abandoned hotel when he discovers a girl coming there every night just to scream in a well. Weird, right? Well, turns out that she's been coming there every night, and he doesn't find out about it until the third night he came. Eventually they meet, and he finds out her name is Rhea. And that's when they both start working on a way to find out how to make Babu come back to life. Well, they eventually found out a way just by using leaves, very poisonous leaves. Chihiro gave Babu some of the potion just to see if it'll work. Well, Rhea, on the other hand, she wanted to become a zombie too. So she had a little container and filled it with the potion. She went home that night and drank it, but she woke up the next morning. But she wasn't a zombie. So a few days pass, and Rhea was finding Chihiro because her dad got mad about it. So Rhea was going toward the abandoned hotel when her dad caught her. Her dad was trying to pull her back to the house, and she ended up slipping and falling down the cliff. As she was falling down the cliff, she got stabbed in the chest by a stick on her way rolling down the hill, the cliff. After that, her dad was really upset, and then Chihiro was there and saw Rhea get up, and then that's when he realized Rhea drank some of the potion and she was a zombie too, just like Babu. And then throughout the anime, she stays with Chihiro at his shrine, or his house, And her dad eventually finds out, and her dad kidnaps Chihiro and stabs him right in the chest. But don't worry, he's still alive because of Rhea. He had a cut on his arm, and she licked it. Weird, I know. So that's when she found out that she could help him, and he was a half zombie, half human, half zombie. So then her dad let her go back to Chihiro's house, and they went to school together. Well, not together. She went to her own private school and he went to his. She went to an all-girls school and he went to an all-boys school. But they still lived together. They lived their lives like normal teens. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Stay tuned for next week. I will be talking about Kami-sama Kiss.